Blog Talk Radio.
Outsiders, I'm Hills the Fest, along with my great co-host, Mr. President. He is in his red and white, Cardinals red and white shirt. Prez, it looks like you are already acclimated to the desert.
Absolutely, absolutely. They, you know, I flew in late Saturday night, and they welcomed me with open arms. The mayor gave me a key to the city. I'm just loving Arizona right now. Like I said, we will turn a red state blue come this August, and I'm pretty excited about that because one thing that they need is people need help right now, and help is on the way. Hello, somebody.
Help is on the way, and we are the Outsiders. We already are getting close to the Mad 17 press. You are going to be almost, let's say about 30 hours away from the release for Madden. Some people will get the midnight release. Unfortunately, my way, Best Buy do not have the midnight release. But that's no worries. I will wait till they open. Hello, somebody, to save a few bucks. So that's how it's going to go. So, pray if you're excited. You're about less than 30 hours away.
I'm very excited, but I like what you did there because you – won't get it on the midnight hour. You said you're going to save a couple bucks. The game is going to be the same no matter what time you got it. I just want to point that out. So please don't knock the folks who doesn't live in the sticks, who live in the suburbs and in an area where the city is vibrant and lit up with lights. And when you live in a town that barely gets Wi-Fi, I understand why you have to wait till 10 a.m. Wednesday morning to get your Madden. So I just wanted to point that out. That's all that I had to say about that. I can speak for everybody in UE. They are overly excited. The game cannot come out fast enough. If it could have came out 3 weeks ago, they would have been entrenched into the game, but right now they can't wait. Folks have bit their fingernails off. Now they're working on the toenails because they don't know what to do. They antsy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. Like I said, I'm one of those guys. I'm excited. The old Madden is gone. It's time for a new one. Ready for the new adjustments. Ready for the new things that's going to be brought to it. But Prez, we're not going to talk about the gameplay today. You have some things that we're going to talk about. Let's go ahead and let the viewers know, the listeners know, excuse me, what is we're going to dive into today on The Outsiders.
All right, well, we're going to have a couple of things, and we're going to try to get it all done as fast, and if we can't get it done in 30, we'll see if we can get it all done in an hour. Hello, somebody. But we definitely want to take a quick look at the divisions, you know, because folks, you know, might have didn't go to the Daddy League link to see who's in their division, and they might not know anything about them. So if we can give a quick little overview of the divisions and maybe say a few words about each team if words are needed for that team. Hello, somebody.
Okay.
And just to kind of give an introduction of the league. And after that, we want to go ahead and we will pick who we think will be impact players, not users, but, you know, Luke Kuechly, Odell Beckham. We're going to actually pick users, the players who we think that will be make an impact in UE. So that will be later on in the show, but first we can just dive right into those divisions.
All right, let's go ahead. I got my notes out. We always ready. Just to let people know a quick little shot in. The Outsiders, we do the junk talking, but we do the background. We do the studying. We do the hard work as well. You don't be as good as we are without doing your backstory and your homework. Hello, someone. So let's go ahead and get into the divisions. AFC North, Chris. AFC North. We have the Browns with KT. He went back home. It speaks for itself. It let us know that he's done everything he could do. He's going back home to win a championship. And I think KT has a lot of pieces that's going to be there for Cleveland. And I think he's going to be dangerous in that orange and white with the Dolphins.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, KT is one of those people who it doesn't matter the team. He's won Super Bowls with the Jaguars when they were nothing. So the Browns have pieces. So he's going to be a scary team to watch. But he has some competition in that division.
Okay, yeah, let's run that down. Steelers are AJ. Black is Bengals. And Ravens is J. Will. Prez, who out of those three teams that we just named do you think will give KT the most? I think you picked Black in our production meet. I don't know if you're going to change as we go.
I did. I really did. I picked Black. But, you know, the Steelers will have some say just because they are the team has the pieces in place. And so, but I edge it out to the Bengals.
Okay. I think the Bengals will be a team that can – they have pieces there. We talked about them on the pre-draft show that they are a team that could fall because people – they're not sexy. They're in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello, somebody. They're not sexy, but they're known for the strip clubs. Hello, somebody. They don't know nothing about that. So Black got them around 22 prayers, exactly what me and you both predicted they would fall. Talented enough, Black is a good user when his head is on correctly. I think he will give KC a run for his money in the early stages of – connected franchise mode. Let's move on down to AFC West, Prez. We have Broncos with your friend Austin, Chiefs Wise, Raiders Gold, and Maurice. He's not the king of the jungle anymore. He's out west with the Superchargers. Prez, who you like in that division?
Well, it's no secret. I'm going to go with Gold here. He has a young team in the Oakland Raiders who's getting ready to move to Las Vegas. And so once when he goes to Las Vegas, the sky's going to be the limit. But he's going to give the Oakland Raiders AFC West championship before they go to Las Vegas.
I agree. I think the Raiders will be the team to beat. Broncos are definitely second. They will be a second fight for wild card premises in the AFC. But I do like the Raiders. Gold Stick has a plan. He went away from Baltimore. He cannot be seen in Baltimore anymore. I heard he moved his family to Vegas. So, Prez, that was wonderful inside scoop. So that lets me know that he will not be in Oakland for long. So I think Gold will build a foundation with just win model, just win baby. So I think the Raiders will win the division as well. AFC East, a very least division, as I like to call it, AFC least. Bills Ty went back to Buffalo. Spiffy went to Miami, stayed home, went back to his residence. They had a party for him, fiesta and all kind of things. RJS went to New York, and Kerry is with the cheating pack. Who you like in that division?
Well, you know, it's no surprise. I'm going to go with RJS. He's going to have his head on. He's in the game early on. He's going to be a technician, you know. So I expect him to come in and win this division. The Dolphins may give them a run, and don't count out the Buffalo Bills because somehow they always seem to circle the wagon. So it's going to be a tough division. I'm purposely leaving the Patriots out because they're going to fight, but they just not this division, not this season. Maybe they'll be a team to look for to win the division maybe later on when they add a few more pieces. But I like to say the Jets. The defense is, you know, with Darren Lee, that linebacker who can run sideline to sideline and middle linebacker with these new cover systems. Yeah, I think the Jets.
I'm gonna go with Wild Party. I'm gonna go with the Miami Dolphins. I'm gonna go back to your own stomping ground. They got rid of someone that despised the city to the guy that the city's son has came back. Spiffy is excited. Jarvis Landry love fest is gonna be out of this world. He's going to put so much love and passion into season one to get it done. I think he will beat Archers out to win that division. But Archers will have the Jets probably contending for years to come. But I like Miami just off of pure emotion this season, the love fest. AFC South, Prez, we got Jags with Squid. He went to the top five team. Dito, if I did say his name right, Texans. Trappers with the Titans, a safe pick. He went to a city that is used to championships, so they're not going to put too much pressure on him. They know what he's capable of. And DJing with the Colts. Prez, who you like in the AFC South?
To me, that's no secret. I'm going to take DJM. Just
wow.
Because, just because I feel that if they haven't got over the mental aspect of the game, and I mean the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, they just seen each other twice a year, so now they're going to see each other another two times a year. I see the Colts making a run early, and possibly the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans is about 5 years away, and the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Texans are about a season or two away.
I would go with you on that. I think the Colts and Texans will fight for this division. I think Dito will have Houston where they need to go. That's a perfect fit as well. He was welcomed with open arms to Houston. I think he will play with a lot of passion this season. I think the Colts will nudge him out. The Jags are young. I believe he's going to be in for a rude awakening. This team is young. He's a young coach. Young and young do not equal good in my mouth. A positive and a negative equals what a negative. And two young people, one is positive with Squiddy, and he is going to have a negative team because they're not going to feed well off his leadership. They're going to have a disastrous season down there in Jacksonville. Mark my words.
And
it's going to be a long season.
And I totally agree with you. And I also want to say this, too. Anytime you have regret on picking the one you love, hello, somebody, picking the one you came to the party with, anytime you have regret, hello, somebody, it will never serve you well. And I'm going to just leave it at that. Dance with the one you came
hello.
With the dance. Dance with the one you came to the party with, hello, somebody. And once when you there, don't say you wish you would have brought Susie Q because you got Pam and you roll with Pam tonight.
Hello, somebody. And that is a deep life lesson. I hope you guys caught on to it. They probably didn't pray. Let's move along. NFC East. It's familiar, three familiar names, just a little different locations. Well, Dallas is still owned by Fly. Clemmie went to Philly, his hometown. Billy have the Skins. He's a wild card, in my opinion. And I think Q has the Giants. Prez, who you got in this division? I know they are some familiar names in the NFC East. Just changed around just a tad bit.
I'm going to take the Eagles for this reason. Not the Eagles, I tell you. Excuse me. I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to take the Giants for this reason alone. The Cowboys are one season away until Tavon Austin reaches the Dallas area. Once when Tavon Austin touched down in Dallas in year two, hello, somebody, the sky
hello.
Will be the limit. There will be no stopping him now. Hello. So I'm going to go with the New York Football Giants because Odell Beckham, because of Shepard, because of I don't know. I cannot remember the running back name. I'll get it before we change divisions, but I have watched him in preseason this year, and he runs like lightning. And Jennings and Vereen are in trouble because that rookie will be starting in New York.
Oh, yeah, that Jennings will be expendable. I'm going to go with Billy. I went with him before in the production meeting. I'm going to stick with him. Billy is a guy that is unknown, but with a Skins team that has talent, and he can manipulate talent. I'm just worried about Captain Turnover. I mean, Captain Kirk Cousins. I just don't like him. He's not a quarterback that I would pay. I will pay to get rid of him. So that's the only concern, but I like Cousins as well. I agree with Dallas being a team that Bob builds his team, and the way this man is set up, he don't have to do much on the offensive side of things. So, Prayers, I think he'll be all right. NFC West, Prayers, we have you. Cards, Seattle with Tristan, Rams, that dude, and the Wade man. Wade's world is in San Francisco. Prez, tell us why the Cardinals will win this division.
Well, I feel that we're going to win this division because we're just going to go back to football. Nobody wants to see Prez play football. And what I mean by that is, you're right, I don't have Jacquez Spencer, so I don't have to be the nine-route killer. Hello, somebody. We're going to actually run Chris routes. We're going to see where the zone is and have our guys to sit down. We're going to play football. So I'm not worried about behind us. The only person that I fear is not a good word, that I worry about are the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, not a problem. That dude is that dude. Nice guy, but he is that dude. So I'm just concerned about the San Francisco 49ers. They're going to fight, and they're going to fight hard. And so what we need to do is run it early. And when we look at the Arizona Cardinals' first five games, and I look at the users who are behind those five games, you know who you are, cake. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I would go with the Braves as well. You got the best, I think, maybe one of the most skilled teams in Madden this season. The Cardinals are going to be tough. You seem motivated by certain comments that has been made towards you. Wade will be there. I think the 49ers will be a year or two away. Wade has to get his players in. Wade is going to fight. He's going to scrap. He's going to compete. He's not going to make excuses with this 49ers team. He is really focused. He's one of those guys that I'm looking to see what he's going to do. 2 years away from getting his type of players in, so he will be just a little short, but I like the Cards to win the NFC West. NFC South, we have Bleed with the Dirty Birds, which the Falcons, UPT went home to New Orleans. After that stint in Mexico, he got his American credentials back. He will never be back in Mexico. That's for a different show. Panthers is with Seafood, and the Bucks, your love, is with Don Cullion. Who do you like in that division?
Well, I'm going to go – well, first off, let me start by saying this. We're about to dive into the two sorriest divisions in Madden this year, okay? The NFC South and the NFC North. Speaking on the NFC South, I believe the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, win that division. I see the Saints, the only one who's going to actually give him any competition. We know Bleed, okay? He starts bleeding everywhere real fast. He bled out
PMS
before the season was over. Right. I don't know if it's PMS. I don't know what it is, but what I do know is he's not ready for that life. So definitely I'm going to go with the Carolina.
I think Sifu he got a young two cornerstones with Cam and Luke. They're going to be very tough to beat for years to come. UPT's got to get some players in there with New Orleans. They're going to compete, but they're going to have to get players in there. I'm not concerned about the other two. In the NFC North, we're just a staple team. Vikings is myself, Bears, Richie, Lions, Will, Packers, late. The division is very soft right now. Something you can lay your 5 month old on. Hello, somebody. So we'll leave it at that. Anything else, not even going to waste a minute on. We're just doing what we have to do in Minnesota. Just keep trucking along, keep playing, and just try to stay healthy. Playing against these guys who we know there's going to be gunning for our players to ruin our season.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have much. Honestly, when I look at that division, the NFC North, it rubs me the wrong way. And that's just trash. Like,
it
just makes me, I sit here and I laugh and I say, can somebody, this is ridiculous. So what that tells me is the Vikings have assured themselves in a 10-year playoff run, you can go in the Hall of Fame out of this season, buddy. You're going to do what Tony Dungy, the only one that done it. Go to 10 consecutive playoff seasons. You're going to be the next Tony Dungy, buddy. Hall of Fame, I'm just putting you in the Hall of Fame right now. Ridiculous.
Listen, we'll skip over any other comments about their prayers. Now, you had a list of some impact players. We have about around 10 minutes, but we got time to get into those prayers. Who are your impact players? And let us know about that segment real quickly.
All right. Well, what I want to do is I want to just take a look at a few players, offensive and defensive players, and just who behind the user, because we know who's using the team. We know who controlling the team. So I want to know, do you think, for an example, who will be a stud? Who will impact the league? For an example, for many years, Reedy impacted UE, a 16 middle linebacker, right? So will it be another Reedy, right? And will it be so who will it be? So we're gonna look at a few positions. Okay, and my first player that I'm thinking will make an impact in this league will be Luke Kuechly. And I say that because Sifu told me before he picked the Carolina Panthers that he wanted to do more with his safeties and linebackers, and he said he just wanted to do more. So we know he likes the user, so if he's going to use a Luke Kuechly with that speed and that user, his knowledge of the game, I just think that he's going to have an impact.
I agree. I think Luka's going to be a dangerous guy as well. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go off the grid just a tad bit. I'm going to tell you who I think will be an impact player this season. And it shouldn't be no surprise, and that's Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is with the Steelers. And AJ is a guy that likes to run the football when he has a monster. He has a monster. He has to feed him. I think he will feed him. Bell will be a very tough guy to bring down the AFC. I think Bell will be one of those guys that you have to game plan with, and you will have to put eight in the box against Fred. So I like Le'Veon Bell for the Pittsburgh Steelers as one of my impact players.
Okay, I like that. I like that because with this, everybody know Madden is it changes every year. Last year they focused on the pass. This year they focused on the run. Right, this is the theme, and the running is going to be something sweet. I've been watching it. If you got a running back like Le'Veon Bell, who has all the special moves that you want in a running back, it is going to be something sweet to watch. And so my next player is I'm going to go out here and think I'm going to go in a position that doesn't get a lot of look, but Travis Frederick, the center for the Dallas Cowboys. I think what he is going to do this year in Madden, he will be first Pro Bowl team because Ezekiel Elliott will run right up the gut, right behind Travis Frederick, and he will have an impact to the Dallas Cowboys that will help that running game be successful this year.
I'm going to go with a unit. I'm going to go with a unit here. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins, and I'm going to go with Spiffman. Spiffman does a wonderful job. If you looked at a UE Awards, he always had a defensive lineman in there. He's going to have Mr. Sue, the dirty man, and he's going to have Deion Jordan for the Dolphins, two guys that will get pressure on the quarterback every single game. I like both of those guys to have at least 10-plus sacks. Yes, a defensive tackle in Sue will have 10-plus sacks to go along with Jordan to form a very dangerous defensive line where he doesn't even have to bring blitzes and he can drop 7 and 8 in coverage every time. So the Miami Dolphins front four.
Wow. I know the Miami Dolphins very well. The addition of Mario Williams, I'm curious to see how that's going to work because you did lose one in Oliver Vernon, and he was a stud. So
yes, he was.
The problem is we don't know what Sue is going to show up, right? Because he's unhappy sometimes. He plays angry. He stumps on people's head, kicks people in the private part. So I will not say the Miami Dolphins because of Sue, because he's too much of a cannon, loose cannon.
I think Spiffy Love will complete his passion, no homo, that he will make him have his head on right. Who's next on your list, Brad?
Just want to put this out here. You did it again. We accept the LGBT community. We love you guys. Thank you very much. You are great support to the Outsiders. And please pay him no mind. He's just used to being in the hood, and he's not real like we're nation now. My next guy that I like to talk is Desmond Trufant, the corner for the Atlanta Falcons. I think with his speed and his attributes, he may lead the league in interception. Believe it or not, I think Atlanta Falcons they have a lot of speed at the linebacker position. They're not that good, so I feel that Trufant will get a lot of balls thrown at him, and he will make the most of it and lead the league in interceptions.
Wow, that is a variant pick that, honestly, I wouldn't have looked at. I think that was a very interesting pick. I'm going to go with Philip Dorsett. And he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. He's from the U. He is fast. And with Andrew Luck and the way DJM offense is, they have met already. I've talked to DJM personally. He said he's flown down. He talked to his loved one. He's gotten committed to football. He will have his best condition. He will be in the best condition of his life coming into training camp with DJM. DJM, Andrew Luck, all have talked to him, gotten the playbook. They're going to be ready by week one. He's going to have a big season for the Colts. I like him for being the player of the year in the AFC, and he will be contending for a UE Offense Player of the Year in that DJM pipe off. So I go with Philip Dorsett to have a career year.
Wow, wow. I have a surprise one right here. Brandon Marshall. Not wide receiver.
Wow.
But the middle linebacker for the Denver Broncos. When you look at his attributes, it pops off the screen. 90 overall, 85 speed. The guy could cover. I believe he has like an 80-something man, 80-something zone. He's going to be a beast. So if Austin could use him and not run around like a chicken with his head cut off and actually play the route that he's supposed to play, he may be something special. But if he decides that he wants to do something that the game will not allow you to do this year, then he's going to suffer. You're not going to be able to go one way and stick one man and come back and go the other way. You're going to have to figure out who that middle linebacker is covering and cover or cover an area. You're going to have to pick one. You can't do both this year. And I think if he does what he's supposed to do, which I believe he will, Brandon Marshall might have an impact.
I'm looking at a unit, and it's going to be an impact. This segment is about impact. We have around 3 minutes. I'm going to put this out here, and I'm going to take a collective unit. I'm looking at it's a nickname that someone didn't even quite know what it quite meant, but they will know exactly what it means in the AFC and throughout the UE league. I'm predicting that the Black Hole, the Oakland Raiders, will have the best defense. They will be number one overall in total defense this season for those weapons they have. Khalil Mack, they signed Sean Smith. They have a lot of young pieces that I can name. David Harrison is out there at the corner position as well to form that shutdown tandem on the outside. Also, the pass rushers that they have, Alvin Smith, and so many others. The way Goldstick plays his defensive scheme, he reminds me of a younger Dick LeBeau. And I don't know if a lot of people might know who that is, but he was the Blitzburg defense coordinator for decades. And I think that's what type of defense we're going to see from the Raiders. It's going to be scary. You're going to see Darth Vader fans out there. You're going to see all kind of craziness from the Oakland Raiders defense, top defense in UE this season, Chris.
Oh, that's a beautiful pick. I absolutely agree with that. He's a nasty. I mean, if you looked at what he did last year with the Baltimore Ravens, he was always a top five defensive team. So what you just did right there, I stated the obvious. That was pretty good, and I thank you for that.
Now we got 2 minutes, Perez. You got one more team you want to do? One more player before you want to round it up? You want to just say?
Yes. I have one more player, quick player. His name is
okay,
John Brown.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. John Brown will lead the league in yards and touchdowns. You can count on it. I will put a scheme together to make sure that he stretched the field again. Hello, somebody.
Let me ask you this quick question, Perez. We just have a little time, so this could be just a perfect segment. So is it Carson Palmer, or who's going to be the signal caller for that offense? We know that Carson Palmer wasn't too big on the hiring of Perez. I did find out from a source that's close to that he knows how you treated Ryan Tannehill, and they are golf buddies. So I'm wondering, what is that relationship going to be like there in the desert?
There's no issue here because we understand no risk it, no biscuit. Bruce Arians told me that he's working in the front office right now. So we'll be fine. 91, 92 throw power. He's accurate. His awareness is high. And that's what we need to get through this season. We don't need you to throw deep passes. We just need you to complete first downs. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. And we'll leave it at that. That's the last word for the outsiders. That was my boy, Prez. I'm Hills the Best. We'll have some more shows throughout the week to lead you all the way up into that. And while we have a little time, OTS draft, it will be Wednesday night. As a matter of fact, we have about 30 seconds. Just fill the listeners in on what that will happen on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at about 7:15, 7:30, I'm working on some things. Seafood got a meeting. We will be randomly selecting names live on YouTube. When your name is selected, I will be calling each person live on air so people know what's going on, and it will be updated in real time in the chat. So 7:15, 7:30, I'll post it in the chat. Be ready. It's going to be off the chain.
And that's it. And we're gone. All right, we're on the show tomorrow. we'll give about 2 minutes to explain before the show, so you don't have to run it. Explain it, you know, before we dive into what we're gonna talk about. Explain what you want to do.
I'm gonna look into some stuff too. Like, it sucks that Daddy League don't give you like the coach's like overall record, and so I got rid of Madden, and I wanted to kind of like look at some of the best coaches and their record over the time of UE.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I know of the guy that does it. He got those frequently asked questions, and if you ask him, he can kind of steer you in how to try to get some of those things pulled up. Because there's some things that the basic, like for everyone, everybody don't try to dig into deeper, will do, and I think you can kind of ask him that too throughout the process. Because he's pretty helpful with that type of information. So just shoot him, you know, one of those frequent asked questions. Or matter of fact, I try to get his information and get it to you to let you talk to him.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I got to add you to the committee chat. I'm going to do that. I'm going to need some help because you're doing the Daddy League for the first couple times. Just at least I'm going to do some YouTube videos and walk through or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty
DJ,
excited.
DJ, I'm about to say now.
DJ Master Man for that.
Yeah, he the one that did. He bought all of it, set up all our coding and everything. So yeah, he the one to handle all the DJ the Daddy League. He know the guy better than I do. That's why when I said I know of him, DJM know of him too, but he's talked to him more. I just asked him a few questions about certain things, but he was pretty responding in the same day. So DJM could probably, like I said, he'll help you a lot better with that though. But he's not like that Daddy League dude pretty cool, man. Yeah, so it's a way, trust me. It's a way to get stuff
Listen, I talked to Sifu today and I was. And so he coming back to the world. So it's funny because I was like, man, I don't know if you've been watching some of the videos, but the one dude said they get tired too fast. And then I watched another video where Kiki Alonso ran from one side of the field and caught some running back who had like a 92 speed, ran from one side of the field and ran that bitch down. I'm talking about got him. And I'm like, that's just unrealistic. Ran him down. So I told people, I'm – that first 2 weeks is gonna be just labbing. You know, when we get the game on Tuesday, I'm labbing. Then I got to go to work for like 2 hours, and I'll come home. I'm gonna lab some more. But you see, they got that new superstar mode. Like, I'm gonna play that.
Yeah. I seen some of the tricks with. That's why Trish and them gotta understand. I'm not mad, but they're going to appreciate the league not starting right away. For one, you get the best player because they're going to update some attributes and get some things going and players get cut and all that's going to be done. But it gives you a chance to get a different feel of the game. You can go play the computer, lose games online to people, don't mean nothing to you, and you actually can get better. You learn from the game when you first, because you don't know nothing about this game. If you think it's going to be like Madden 16, you have no clue how Madden operates. You have to take the game every year a different way. Open-minded. That's the way you got to come into them games. If you come in thinking it's going to be one way, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. I just play it. That's all I do.
I don't know why they want to rush it. Yeah, they want to rush it. I mean, well, he really want to rush it. And me, I'm like, that gave me some time to play me. Look, that's the only time I play online games. Like, that two weeks. Because once when you start the franchise, I don't play online games. I play that 2 weeks to get an idea on what people are doing, what's the geeky shit, so I know to look out for it. Because they know, Tuesday the game come out at midnight, but you're going to have a nigga who already done played that goddamn 200 games in. You're going to be like, goddamn, how you 150 and 50? They know all the shit already.
Know everything, because I remember that last year, because I'm going to tell you, DJ, I'm going to tell you, I said, why is it the first guy in Madden history in the connected franchise mode 2 years ago when we was in NGZ? He was the only player running toss plays. Only player. He had tossed. I'm like, why is toss the ball so much? Why he tossing so much? But Wise was tossing the ball. Then last year I got when he first came out, I seen everybody tossing the ball like something up. And that's when I knew the toss was good. Because, like I said, once you get online, they'll show you what the plays is, what everybody's going to run. The Bucks fail was running all the time. So I'm like, oh, okay. This is what they do.
Well,
on this
some
book,
of those
and that's
plays,
what you do.
Some of those plays, though, like you. I've been running the butt sale, that wide receiver corner for like 3 or 4 Madden, but it seems like yeah, they change. Like when I say change, they run their routes better. It do something a little bit better, and I have been running it. But what you know is when you, all I know is, and you know he's not an issue because he is who he is. He's a YouTuber, and that's why. You can see we get more YouTube videos than anybody, so that tells me he do a lot of YouTubing. So
yeah, he watches. Yeah, you're right.
Right, he do a lot of YouTubing.
He posts the videos. Like he subscribed to it. Like he gets it. I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't seen nobody else post this up. When I go to other chat, why is posting up the video? So like you said, we know who's watching YouTube.
Yeah, that nigga, he's definitely a YouTuber. You know what I'm saying? Because he
have you ready and to go. But what I'm excited about though, like I definitely want to talk about this on the show tomorrow, is
the new mini drills. That drill where you sit in the pocket and they shoot the tennis balls at you and you got to hit the open receiver while the pressure coming
at
you.
That's old school. Old school.
That was my favorite old school drill because it taught you how to look for that receiver. Because when you get pressure, you generally freak out.
Yep. You know, but it taught me, it taught you how to not to slide. That's why I know those players. When I used to watch them on, you know, I watch people, they sprint out. I was like, I guarantee they used to then do them quarterback drills back in the day because it teaches you how to just to slide around and still throw the pass because you can't focus on the balls. You got to look downfield. Man, I love that drill, man. When you told me that, when I seen that video, I said, that's it, bro.
Yeah.
They need that defensive lineman. That's the only thing they're missing. Only thing they're missing, bro.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get that, because like I say, it's definitely going to be, it's definitely one of those things out right now. Like, I'm really got to find me a playbook that I like because I really want to have my subs already in. As much as I want to do a custom playbook, I'm going to do one, but I'm going to have to do something for when, you know, I need to switch it up, you know, in the playoffs or something. I got a whole other personnel and everything. I got to figure out something because I ain't trying to be making those moves during the game.
Yeah,
Sweetie going in on this. He said this was
the worst show. I don't regret picking the Jaguar.
Why is the worst show?
He said it was a terrible show because we got on the Jaguar.
We didn't say nothing about the Jaguars. He just said that he was regretting. Hold on. Let me read you what his brother texted me today. Let me read you so you can know why I said what I said. Hold on, let me see.
All right.
Hold on, I'm pulling it out right now. Where you at? There it is. He said, yo, that was a great pick. Squid regrets letting them slide. That was it. that's the quote that I got. So there's regret going on in Jacksonville. He mad that we don't put the room out and that the newspapers are going to be talking about it. You better just win, nigga. That's what that means.
Hey, he's tight, boy. I said he's tight.
These niggas here, man, I try to tell them they take this shit like too serious. Y'all in these feelings, like what do you say? I'm looking for where at?
Wait, look at him.
Oh shoot! I see. I meant to mention it in the chat. Goddamn, KT so stupid. Yo, when we was talking about the Pats going through the division, he posted in the chat. But we had to move on. Let me read you what the chat said. I was like, you know, the Patriots, they are a season or two away or something. And KT was like, I'm trying to find it. He was like, something to the effect, just say they're going to just lose or some shit to that effect. Yo, that shit was so funny, yo. I know Poe Carey, like, these niggas. I got to show these niggas I'm not this bad, boy.
That nigga, hey, but the thing is, Kerry don't come in there talking no junk. That's why I don't go swinging at him. He don't say nothing, you know, he don't go in there pounding his chest. So that's why I don't swing at him.
Nah, we just, we do it in fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know, yeah, he don't take it first. Oh, yeah, Kerry a cool dude.
Yeah, it's just fun. Like, it's just fun because him and Carlos were two of the worst bad players of all time.
Oh, my God, man. He's terrible, man.
Yeah, he was two of the worst of all time. So but yeah, Austin mad at me right now.
Why are you mad at you now?
From yesterday. Because yesterday, he was still mad, so he kicks me out the chat, right? He kicked me out the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pissed him off because I kicked him out of OTS, right? Kicked him out the chat.
Yeah, I seen that.
I kicked him out of the chat because he pissed me off. You need to just think about what I be trying to tell him. Like, you just cut it out. I'm like, he was beefing about some other shit. I'm like, yo, you want to act like a little girl. We don't need that over here in OTS. Just take a break.
Mm.
And so I'm going to add him back Tuesday. But I told that nigga, he better chill the fuck out. It's not my fault you were scared. You know, oh, you dirty in my name. I ain't dirty shit, nigga. Everybody know you, this is you. I say everybody know you. Oh, I think that's what got him. I say, you know what? Hills did mention he respect Tristan more than you because Tristan followed me. You know, I think that's what really got him.
He won't hit that baby.
No, he ain't like that, so he's mad, so. I told him when I come to his house, man, I'm going to punch him in his face in his own shit. Walking his shit, punch him
hey,
in his own
face.
Okay, so that's Jerry. Okay, that's Austin and Tristan on. Yeah, that's Austin
hey,
and Tristan on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
And when I,
yeah,
and
I don't
see,
think
it's funny.
Cool with all of them.
It's funny because when I put in the chat and I said 42nd Street, that's his house. He knew what I was talking about. So you saw that shit ended right there.
Yeah.
Right. See, y'all didn't know what that 42nd meant. He knew what that 42nd meant.
He cold, nigga. Cold. That's the street that he got. That's the name of his apartments where he lived. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, he got. Yeah. So look. That's 2 minutes from my house, nigga. I'll be there and skipping the jump, nigga. Chill.
You weigh 115 pounds soaking wet. You better chill out.
Too far.
How he know them?
He's from Miami, but he go to school at the college up there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how they know him. But
that's
you see how he laughs and that shit ended quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is all that?
I seen it. I didn't know what you were talking about. He said 42nd Street. I'm like, okay.
Because
he said
Tampa. Yeah,
I was like, oh, so he must know Prayer might know where he stays. And then you put on 42nd Street and all that junk talking stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
because
that nigga, I will come to your house, go right to your apartment. I don't have no problem with you. I don't have no problem with Austin. We always do this. This is just fun for the league.
Yeah, that's what I told
calls,
him. Just chill out. Because y'all do this every day.
This is just drama for the league, like, you know. But he's still in his feelings right now, like. So, but he like really in his feelings right now. That's the best part. Like, the niggas, and they like Austin. Why are you in your feelings? He just hurt right now. That's po thing. Bless his heart. What did your mama say? Bless his heart.
Oh, he'll feel better.
But, yeah, well, we'll put something together tomorrow. We're going to get hung up on. So, I just hit you.
Oh, yeah. All right, then, man. Let me go and get something to eat, bro. I'll hit you up in the morning.
Okay, but.
All right.